Once again, folks, with a show of hands, before we get started. How many guys are doing what matters sense of throw it through the Levara and the Bhakta? How many guys have sense to work through the rough? How many guys have sense to work through the test? So this is a review where we're up to and why we want to take a look at the Samara and Bhakta. The post is what we're done with the primary point of focus, that was 50 days. That was really supposed to be using this Mishnah Gittin as a possible raya to whether or not we say Tanim Yat, Tanim Mazuyik Liyatim. And that we saw may have boiled down to a discussion of what is the nature of the Tanim Tzara, but that's probably, not the only possibility, it's really played, that's important, it's really played into the discussion, it's really to one side of the discussion, not both. In terms of whether it makes sense to say Mazuya is on the path of the Yisrael. Otherwise, of course, again, in very concrete terms, the Shaila, it's important to be able to say this. The Shaila Halacha Lamaita that Tosfos was discussing is what? If Bachol comes to Yisrael for the Shtar She'eni Mukuyim, can you be Korea or not? That's the Shaila Lamaita. If I come to you for the Shtar She'eni Mukuyim, so I mean, I tell you what, it's fine. If you say Mazuyah, you have to be the time of Shad. And if you say Parua, you don't say Mazuyah, that's a Machokas HaTanayim, both of the Shad and Shad are not time or not. We pass in there also, Shad and Machokas. If you come to someone with a Shad, Sha'inu Makuyim, he can very easily stop you in the track. Whether the fact that the time of Parua somehow it still works against the Shad Sha'inu Makuyim, and we still need for King Shara, that either going to resort, either because the Shara Shem is doing nothing at all, so any time that's for sure it won't work, or because you have amigo. You could have said that Shara Shem is fine until you have Taina, so once you have the Taina, that's not going to be, that Taina for Zuyuk would be that one. If I said Taina for Ruah, I'm there, my amigo, I could have said Taina for Zuyuk. The two approaches. And then we saw the Rajba explained the Re was pretty clear that you need to have a Taina. That's the Adam Hakira, that was important. We theorized that we had time to disagree, and we saw with Beirish, thanks to Ben Shirubis, that the Rabban exclusively disagreed. Rabban and Shubis wrote exclusively against the Re and the Rashba, and what does Mamish Lach form? And as soon as the Shtar, Shem Ukim, was automatically the Cheska of Hosea. You get from the get-go. This is the Beirish, we showed the Rabban and the Rashba are exclusively presented with those two different formulations. The other primary point must be. Then comes to a side point, but the side point, this argument that Tosfos advances, and a lot of richness to it. Because Tosfos wants to say his first raya that you are telling him to do, he asked him was what? First raya was? What's the first raya?
Shasta Chayel Chaberia.
Yeah, Shasta Chayel Chaberia, exactly. So the gadget is something, it must be that Mazuyah instruction so that you can be Tanya to Mazuyah, because otherwise what is for Kintanya? And then Moses says, well, maybe not. That's not really such a great argument, because maybe there's another way that they can somewhat protect it. Not because of Tanya to Mazuyah, because of Tanya on Parua, Migu to Mazuyah. And then they say Parua, the father could have said Mazuyah, or it could have said Parua, Migu to Mazuyah. What is Shasha Tosfos and Rabbi Chaim? We'll say that for the kids. The father can say for the kids can say for the Tosfos proves that from this Gemara in Bava Basra. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, and then we'll come back to the Tosfos, and then we'll try to learn the Tosfos too. Let's take a look at this, and then we'll go right back to Tosfos. The Rambam is making sure we have to go on there. The Rambam is asking for the father. Now the Mafia is coming at the top. The other one has a dark look. He answers this, I come to you. I give you my car to watch. You wrote a shot. You're watching my car with the summer. I'm going to make this photo. We're going to watch the shark. We're going to watch my fish. We gave our fish to the next door neighbor. They should see them every once in a while. We gave our plants to the next door neighbor. They should water every once in a while. Now we're ready to stop. But then what? So I'm going to go ahead and start doing well. And then I come back and say, I have all my plants back. And here's the start. Now I gave it back to it. So that's parallel to Halakha, where you say Parua. If I have a shtar, you say to me,
Well, I paid you back already, so what do I say to you? Does that work?
If I have a sharp cold and you say, I paid you already, does that work?
No.
Why?
Stop, you have to be my blood. So the Gemara said you should say the same thing here. Mamu. Mi aminan, mi gudibay avinens to the heaven, hashan on the on the other hand, by the difference between tikkara and halvah, that by tikkara you can also find an answer. And the honest, the namaspat, the mashallah, the namaspat, by halvah is not the same. It doesn't matter what if once I buy a halvah, I don't think it's that the same thing. So let's review for a moment, this is an important point. The difference between Len or to borrow, those words, Len you borrow, I will give you borrow from me, can express themselves in Hebrew in two different terms. It can be called a halva'a, or it can be called a she'ila. The difference between being shoel and being malva, a she'ila is the type one, he's one of the shomer. He's one of the dal shomer. If I'm shoel your car, that means I'm supposed to give you back the same car I borrowed. If I'm shoel your pen, you have to give you back the same pen. If I'm shoel a dollar of coin from you, it means I'm going to give you back, presumably, the same coin. I'm watching your behalf. But I'm gonna have some type of show. I'll play on a numismatic show, coin collector show. I want to borrow that the museum is going to have on loan. They're going to have a piece of art on loan. They're going to have a coin, a rare coin on loan. They're supposed to give back the same thing. Right? That's the she'ela. And you're a shoel on the item. And well, how low? Well, I borrow money. You say, now can I borrow a dollar? I say, sure. So, if I give you this dollar bill, I don't expect you're giving back the same dollar bill. You might even give back the dollar bill, you need that quarter. This money is now yours, 100% yours. You can take it and throw the garbage for all I care. You owe me a dollar worth of value. I don't care, I don't need this dollar. Right? So, by halvah, the only thing you could say is either you never gave me the dollar or I give it back to you. But you should start crying, oh, you lost the dollar. I'm sorry to hear that, but that doesn't make you owe it to me any less. But if it was a shmira, I say, could you wash my dollar from me? And I'll be back. Can you wash my wallet? And I'll be back in 10 minutes. And you come and say, you know, a guy saw you giving me the wallet, and he came to me with a gun, and he made me give the wallet away. So then you don't owe me anything. You didn't give it back to me. I did give it to you, but then so. If you're a shomer of some sort, you can say then so. But if it's a halva, you can't say then so. The buy halva makes sense. But you can't either parati or lahadam the fit. So parati, if you were parea, you would have gotten star back. But here, by a halva, by a shmira, if I gave you my plan to wash, and you come back and say, I come back and you say, oh, well, it got stolen, oh, it died, whatever. So it's not a kasha, but how do I have the shtar? Of course. I want to return the shtar to you if you give me back the item. But if it was nana, of course. If I lend you my car, you say, well, I got carjacked on the highway. And of course you still have the shtar. Of course you have the shtar, but I'm telling you, I got carjacked. Right? So shtar piyati my boy is never going to kill a taina, no pun intended, a taina mensa. So but let's say you say that's darcy, but you could have said that. Let's look at what it says. There should be saying, he could be buying an answer to the end. Since he would have been an answer, if there was an onus occurred, he would have been that money, even though there was a shah, the shah doesn't show that there was an onus, no connection. The Hashan, I'm Ammon, so now we're going to say half a darky, we should believe. This is a Nigel, you could have said, half a darky, Nigel did an answer. Or Dilma, no! You can't say half a darky, Nigel did an answer, but I'm going to let you stop my body. On the other hand, you're lying, so you're not saying an answer. You're saying half a darky. And I have a strong lie that Hazard is false. Why? I saw the shark. Right? So if a lie that Hazard is true, then you go. So if a lie that Hazard is false. If the Migo works, can they get a row? Because the row, the Migos indicate that Hazard is true, but the row indicates that the row shows good to my boy. Whoever gives something back is doesn't bother to get their shot back. It's not responsible. It's probably a very suspicious story that you gave it back, you didn't take the shot back, but then they get a Migo. Because if the Migo works, can they get a row? Migo, can they get a row? So the Gemara says, yes. Nehemi. It does work. There's a Tosis in Baba Basra, early Baba Basra, and Yusuf Yosef, who pointed that it seems to be three different figures about this. So Migo gets a row. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, and sometimes it's the Ibani Lashita. The Tosis tries to figure out. And Yusuf tries to figure out what
which one is it? Yes, no, or maybe. It's all the logical possibilities. So, the Luka Yosef, I shut it very far. The Luka Yosef is there on the one that came out after. The Shach quotes the Luka Yosef. Seems to say that it depends how strong the rogue is. You get a very, very strong rogue. I mean, you're making an extremely unbelievable taina, but you have an ego. It's too much. Here, it's a pretty believable taina. It could be, but right now, he didn't get the star back. It's not the strongest rogue in the world. It depends. If it's a very strong rogue, the rogue wins. If it's a weaker rogue, the rogue loses. If it's in between, that's where he buys Shita, unanswered the question and thinks. Okay, think of here, the Gemara says, Mehemin, you are believed in ego work. The layman away, the Gemara says, well, the layman is shot from the other body. Why can't you say it's shot from the other body? Well, if you have a robe, the Gemara says, no. If the other way then, you must be away, the Gemara says, stop the other body. The Gemara says, yeah, that's the whole point. If you wouldn't, you have an ego. Because if you wouldn't say attention, the star was important. The star was indicated there was no onus. So I heard that, since I have a strong, I have an ego, the ego is going to overpower the robe. Amar Lay, the Gemara says, yeah, but so stop. Kiyavale Nensu, Lash, what boy? When you say Nensu, you gotta swear. That's the thing. The Shomer has to form the three Shuas the right, so Shuas the Shomer. So, the very nice you do is that Nensu, what is that Nensu? You have to swear. So, what type of Nico is that? I was why? Why would I say Nensu Darcy, which is such an unbelievable time? I would have said Nensu. I know why you're not saying Nensu, but you mean that Nensu, you have to swear. So, what type of Nico is that? Now you're getting off easy. You didn't say Nensu Darcy, you woke up scot free. You're going to have sex greatness. So, what's the top? How can I? My name is not the Shuas. Yeah, of course, you have to even the playing field. If you're being. Never was a Negro at first and then was sworn, he has to swear now. Swear to have a Darcy. So there have a Darcy, you come to the Negro sworn, then so you swear to have a Darcy. So it could now you believe with a Negro. Okay, so that's the sheet that it was, but you do have the Negro. You have the Darcy. Negro the answer, does not stop by the row of Shara Piyadi Maipa. Okay, so more something. That's the one that says, this, I think Rav Chisda is an Abola. Rav Chisda was the second generation of Abola, no? Came after the generation of Rav Shmuel and their first father. He's an Abola, Mukhari and Hanayim, who are debating his question. Again, the question was, can you still have a Darcy, Nigel and Nigel? Does the Nigel win against the Rome? The word of the Medical Kutsa and Tanah, Mukhari and Makhari and Tanah. How is the Makhari and Tanah? The Tanya, Shtarkit, you have to tell yourself, I have a Shtarkit against the Yisrael. Okay, what does that mean? Once again, what that means is that I claim Ruben claims in the business deal for Shimon. Shimon was investing, Shimon was a small business owner, and he was investing money on behalf of Ruben, and he was going to give Ruben back eventually after 10 years. I'll give you five, he sees money for 5 years. And in the 5 years, I won my entire principal back. And half the profit. You're going to split the profit. I'm giving you money to get started, and you, I'll give you $100,000, and you hope that within 5 years now you'll be making, $500,000 a year, you'll be able to give me back the $100,000, and you'll also give me back half the profit. Because I'm funding your business, you're doing the work, I'm giving the money. So we also split. So you're going to be making $1 million a year, you'll give back the whole $100,000 plus half a million of the profit. So, okay, that's fine. So if you come to the Shimon, the small business itself, he would give you back the whole principle and half the profit. He comes to the Yisrael, or else he would have explained why he doesn't owe it. He comes to the Yisrael. Shimon passed away, the kids are in the business. So the Dayan and Gola Amri, Nishma the Bola Kula. The Dayan in Kutlar says that this guy can swear and take everything. He gets back the entire principle. The entire 100 of the Rebbe, I don't think there was a Rebbe. Let's be able to Rebbe for a moment, but in terms of the principle, it gets like an entire principle. Let's make it simple. And the other is, Joel said, no, Mishnah was over Master. He has to swear, you have to swear before you collect the installment. Then after you swear, you only get back half of the original $100,000. So the Gemara said, and what does that want to be for? That would have based on the following given. So the Kuli Alma is the Kuli Mahar Zahari. Anyway, let's assume, this is a basic assumption, this is how you look at an ASA, that sort of investment situation where I'm giving the capital, I'm giving the funding, and you're going to invest it, you're going to run a business for the funding,
and we're splitting it. And the agreement was, we're going to give back the entire principal, and we're going to split the profit. So how do you analyze that type of situation? So the cool number is everyone, all the Tanamas presume that they accepted the way that Tanamas comes to Tanam Naradaha analyzed this case. So I'm going to say, hi, this part of the middle of the coming. Then we have this type of situation with half a hava and half a tikkun. Let's just try to understand that for a moment, what that means.
I gave you $100,000.
That was your original investment, right?
And now,
it's going to grow, we're going to have an additional $1 million. Now you have stock on call.
At the end of the 5 years, now we have a sum total sitting in the account of $1,000,000+$100,000. I mean $1 million revenue. So what do I owe you? So now I have to give back to you this whole thing. I'm the business owner. So I have to give back to all of this and half of that. And give back the entire carrying and half of the revenue. So why is that? So the answer is, I'm using a telegraph. It's a green or orange. Should use green all the way through. Use green. And that's how. So the Gemara says like this. Narada says, look at it as though we're going to partition the original 100,000 into two parts. There's 50 over here. There's 50 over here. And on this 50, the shimon keeps the profit. This 50, the rabbi, the profit belongs to Reuven. So I'm going to turn in, I'm giving it back half the profit. So why is that? It says the Haggadah must be, if he or Shimon keeps the rabbi, that means that Shimon owns this $50,000. He has to pay it back, means the halva, but that's what's going on for. This is the halva. I gave you $50,000 loan. So whatever you do, then you make money, lose money, that you just get to give back the original $50,000. If I take a mortgage from the bank, take a loan from the bank to buy a house, and the price of the house skyrockets, I still only owe the bank whatever the money they need. If I bought a house for $8,000, now it's worth $800,000. I only owe the bank $8,000, and the reverse also. If I borrow $800,000 from the bank to buy a house, and that's only worth $80,000, now I still owe the bank $800,000. But the big part must be this is the halva. And that's why the fund belongs to Shimon. He has to pay it back. So it belongs to Shimon, to whatever rabbi it is. The other 50, the rabbi belongs to Reuven. Why? It means the money belongs to Reuven all along. So we just see that as a tikkun. He just says, I'm giving it to you to invest on my behalf. So for perhaps the money, Shimon is investing Reuven's money. You see, Shimon's investing $50,000 of Reuven's money, and Reuven also makes a loan to Shimon of $50,000. He's investing on his own behalf. That's why half of it I have to give you back with the rabbi, so it's your money. Half I just owe you the original $50,000 of the halva, the rabbi's money. That's what Ashkenazi does. Yes.
So, what kind of
shomer
is someone considered?
What kind of shomer should we consider? That's a good question. What would you have said?
I don't
know. Well, remember, we're not talking about this. This is the halva, but for this 50, where he's a shomer. He's taking your money, and he's going to invest in your behalf and give it back to you. You should have said, you're not paying him. He's not using it for himself, he's doing it for you. Right? So you should have said, he's a Shomarvino. On the other hand, what's an analogous case? This is like a little bit abstract. If this comes up without money, let's say I go to a mechanic and I give him my car. And I say the carburetor is shot. I say the ABS is shot. Right? So my brake, winter's coming and I need anti brake. So fix it. I'll be back in a couple of days. Or I go to a watchmaker and say, can you fix my watch? I go to a goldsmith and say, can you make me a ring? Here's gold, can you make me a ring? So he doesn't get to use it, and then he's doing something for me. So you ought to have said that he's a shomer sinner. On the other hand, you have to pay him. He's a shomer sinner right here, too, you have to pay him. Because if you wouldn't pay the guy, that would be living. that if you didn't get that as fun, so that about what we had last time. You can think about that. So that's the beginning of the month. The relationship of the owner of the Baal Bas and the craftsman. Together. Some of them are showing up, but that's your question. But the tension is the same thing. That he's a craftsman. I'm giving him cash, and he's supposed to apply his craft and make him some more cash. This is very funny. You never thought of a stockbroker as a craftsman? The same as Lost. He deals with more. Well, you give a diamond cut, you give a goldsmith raw gold. And he's making bracelets, but he also has a pretty good the profit ratio there is pretty good also. Okay, anyhow, I did not really answer your question. That is the question, is what's the nature of, it's almost akin to the question of Uma. I'm paying him to do it, so I'm paying him to, I'm not sure if I'm paying him for the Shmira also, the Shema Zaha, or the payment is for the work he's doing, is the Shmira Shema Zaha. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I think that. But the question boils down. Right, if you said Digna Veneva. Here, right. I'm not sure, but in the case of Nena, either he doesn't have Shoel, he doesn't get to use it himself. He doesn't have Shoel on the house. So I'm not sure Shoel Chim or Shoel Chim. But if we say Nena, were he to say Nena, he says, look, on the way I came to you 5 years ago with the cash, and on the way out of your office, I was mugged and lost everything. So half is because of your problem, half is the halva, it's my problem.
Okay.
If he's not a show, the guy in the show, if he says he's a show there, the show is a show of the isn't it easy to tell him? He has the halva. I can do whatever I want with it.
Yeah, but
money to keep. Although I don't want to keep the profit. I don't think you make the same money.
Yeah, but
it becomes also that.
But if I show
but
yeah, you did something back
for sure, no? Yeah, but if you make the market go up, I don't have to do that. But you wouldn't say make the market go up for their money, make the market go up for their next investment. You would not be willing to do that. So the life of that is going back to the Gemara of Baba Basra, that's what the Harzai says. The Harzai says, Hi Issa, Talzim of Baba Gadda. And the Harzai said it's half and half. So therefore, today everyone agrees to. The Harzai was the couple generation of Gilead Amaroy, who were assuming that what they made explicit was already understood by both sets of Tanakh. Everyone agrees to that, but they understand, you know, they're implicated. The title is, I'm not about to listen. Must you argue about the following? Mar so much similar to the other boy. Well, Mar is not my love. So we're going to be boxing the gift deal with. Well, Lord, much similar to the other boy. Must you know how much this is was? Again, the title of my book is was, you get that entire goal or half the goal. So meaning, you got to get that the title call, but you certainly get that. Surely, this is nothing to say. You have a star. I don't know how far, so of course again. Part of the room is something work, right? After Shama Kriya Mitzvah, I for sure get that. The Shaila is, but the Chelok HaPikado. The Chelok HaPikado, so do you get it back with the Shtar? You don't get it back with the Shtar. So far, that's not a Shav Chizda. That's a Chizda Shaila. Do you get back can I say half the Zarki and HaPikado and get the Shtar? That's a good argument over. Do you get it back with the Shtar? You're not. That's not a Shav Chizda, right? So they can argue, well, not so fast. Maybe, well, the Kulam is with this sister. Everyone holds it with this sister. Meaning what? Everyone holds, so we really, you could say Hechazarati Nidu Dinesu. So the kid should be able to say it too. Hechazarati Nidu Dinesu. Even if it's a star, it doesn't get it. Hechazarati Nidu Dinesu, the Niko overpowers the most. Aye. So why would you say that maybe you have to still pay it? So off of the Hakim here for me. It's a detailed question, but Mar Sava, it means the Paranema of Allah. The one who says he's still having to give it back would say, in this case we see it must be he never paid. Because he would have paid a significant business loan. He would have told his kids before he died. And the fact that he didn't tell his kids, oh, normally the negro should have worked. But here now we have a new role. The role indicates the fact he never said anything. And that proves that it's a very strong role that shows us that he must be he never paid back. So that kills the Hazarati negro dinner. And the other one says, no, Mar Sabra ain't more Malcolm Mamas is the honest. No, then the Malcolm Mamas is the honest. What that means? And he made the guy died suddenly. He thought he had more time than he had. So maybe he was planning to stay on his deathbed, but you never know for sure how much time he thought he had. Even if he had a chance to gather the cooks and everything, who knows, maybe he probably didn't want to stay the business and the family stuff. The guy is doing it tomorrow. So that's the shite. A practical shayla, is there a role? The fact he never told his kids anything, but he died. The reason that he died is he told him. So he said the role indicates there must be that he never not or not. But the things are not going. Okay. So it says post is here on the island. Post is name on the coming. The Gemara is saying that what? Everyone agrees, we're assuming, that the way we're going to help the Yisomir is Hekaz Paninav and Hekaz Darati Nigo Dinensis. Right? And everyone holds the Rechitza. And originally the Gemara told me it was the Machloiker. But if the Machloiker doesn't hold the Rechitza, you can say Hekaz Darati Nigo Dinensis, so you hold the Rechitza, you can have the Hekaz Darati Nigo Dinensis. The Gemara says, one second, who does Hekaz Darati Nigo Dinensis? They answer. If a guy shows up and says, I'm a Darcy, the child didn't believe or not. If the guy was told to say that, we would believe him. So that was kid, that was Yisomen. So Tanina is open ground. So we don't know what to say to anything. So why? So the only one of Christ, we think that God didn't answer, the Buddha told us, they were talking about Tati, I might go to school, this is what we got to get to, not. They not directly answer. What is that? What does that mean to have to God here now? So this comes to the answer, and I give the came across in the meeting. No, look what she has to do. Because the Nensu call it his way. It's unlikely that Nensu. Why is it unlikely? Things happen like happens. Things happen all the time. Yeah, but it's unlikely there was a Nensu that we didn't hear about. That's what it says. But the Nensu call it his way. People, there will be a call, there will be a talk about it. People will talk to you about it. The guy's business burned down to the ground or something like that. Everyone knows about it. So it could be that it was then up to no one knows. But that's already a pretty unlikely scenario. Then we wouldn't say time to them. I'll look up to Abun. How he tells us something about that to their higher day. Abun, how did they have a lot of potential? If he would have said that to the believers, he didn't know what she said. Yes, things happened. Yet if you believe you said it, but me, both Tanin and Lulu. The good idea that this is the institution of Taninan, that we only do on the time of the speech. And then Tosha goes on to explain, that's why one says, look, Elder of Krista, the guy himself could not say that Krista, the kid can't say that Krista either. Either the guy himself could, and the answer, yeah, that's kind of Krista, so the kid is like saying, no. Okay. And then, how about the other side? Manda, how about this little girl next? So the other says, no, you only get half that, the kids are saying it from the other half. How? Not in the remark, you have to tell me that, but you can't use that rope to kill the negro of Hekazarki, the Tanimu Hekazarki law. But you will be towing on behalf of the Yisomers, maybe the father will take you back. I forgot what the Yisomers would answer, because they answer, but it's more Shia. The king is out doing, out of the hand of the kind of zoo, Niku di Boya will answer. The kids themselves can't be towing Nensu. But the father could have said that too, and therefore the father could have said that without being given that too, since the father could have said that without being, the kids could say that without being. Now how is it amigo? Good. How is it amigo? How is it amigo? So let's come back to our Tosis, and then we can begin to think about it. The Tosis says, Tosis gives a whole spiel about the Tosis Chayav Homberi, and must be given as protect the kids by saying Mizuya. And take out the Tosfos, the third line in Tosfos. Nidu, Nidah in the Hophia. You can't prove that Tanin was doing this, because otherwise the kids left unprotected. It is simply to protect them. A few opening room is doing this. Again, it's the end of the third line in Tosfos, it's being big of now. Our Tosfos, the red is that again, and the bottom. So in the final idea,
Now, if you're aware, the Jiddick here, the stuff in Yeshiva, and the Jiddick here, do know about it. It's not the stuff in Yeshiva, whether we're going to get this here, blah, blah, blah.
The father himself could have said Parua, was the Bishash Kamata of Kaimo. He could have said Parua, Migu de Mazuya, Shani Mukuya, Migu could say Parua, Migu de Mazuya. But this is the reason, if you want to say it's a real Migu, so therefore, how do you know you can do such a trick? You said that the kid has a Migu from the father. Is it Gemara Bolabas? The Kaimo Long, Kimanda, Kaimo, and Abai. We hold like the Shita in Bokbas Abai. That the Shtar Kid Yotah Yitam is the Mishka to go to Mechza. We pass with the Tosus, Halacha Maisa, so you only get half. Who was that? That was the Dine. That was the Dine. Who said that? Eric Yitzel. Good. Dine Eric Yitzel. We look at the Dine, the letter, a little letter, corresponds to the Tosus. Good. Well, that's how we pass. So what happens to the other half? What are you doing? The Tosus can half pass. Look at this. How's it because of?
This first raya in the Tanya Mazuyah to Rosh Hashanah, you say, okay, but how far you can't prove that you're saying Mazuyah, because maybe all we're doing is we're calling Parua their half. So it says, but I have a different raya in Tanya Mazuyah, but in the case of Parua doesn't make sense. Yeshua says, Tanya Mazuyah, I'll prove you a different Rosh Hashanah scenario of Mazuyah. Not with a Shtar Chol, but it won't be going to get to a Shtar Mecca or a Shtar Mahara. I'll write a star, not that I give a father all with me money, I'll write a star to the father dating the order his half. He told me his half. You can't work for love, that's dark. The order is the same, but the only way out of a star method is the same as this. Yes, I'm Asian. I'll have fake Asian. If the English one was one of the Yisrael, who knows? How does the Asian have one barati? Now it's Quran in the door. Right? So the only thing you can say about a star method, there's no way out. It's final. See how my hat. Only has to say the whole thing, now the whole thing is the time of this. Okay, now from there I can prove the Goshan. Okay. But then let the scope is, and the anger otherwise, anyhow, that the second line of the Bombasa could find solid with the Shivra. To rise to their sheep that the Tanim and Mazir Glassi. But let's look now back here, because it's saying, I'm comfortable saying, within the reed, that Lo Tanim and Mazir Glassi, I was asking, well, there you go, we're telling Parua, Migo de Mazuya. The father could have said Parua, Migo de Mazuya, because the Parua believes in the Gitur de Mazuya. So therefore, we can't call any Mazuyah from their half,
we cannot go in the den of their master for Siyama says, but we can be told in Parua their behalf. Nigo, the end of it. We can go after that here, Parua, Nigo, the end. If the Tosu seems to say that that's part of Kish, why is it a fish? Because, well, the kids can say Parua, but they can't say Mizu. They can say Hasadarki, they can't even say Nenzu, because it's Hotanina. So how can they, well, how can you say Hasadarki, the kids say Hasadarki, Mizu Nenzu, they can't say Nenzu. And so, oh, it's okay because the father could have said that. So what does it sound like from Tosu? If the kid could have said both, if there was no rule that both any time was shit, if the rule would be that he could be telling Nana or Hefazardi, then it sounds like that would be totally fine. That would be great. Then you could say, Hefazardi is neither than Nana. That would be fine. That would be great. It's only because, well, they can't say Nana at all. How does this? It's not the Tosu so bothered by. How do they say Hefazardi? How do they say Parua? Neither than Missouri? They can't say Missouri. Because if they could say both, if you'd be telling both, that'd be fine. Then they could be Parua and Nigan Mazir. They could say Mazir, they'd say Parua instead. Make sense?
Hi.
What?
Mine.
What do you mean?
The
Nigan Mazir. And then Tosu says, but they can't, it's okay, it's the Gemara Baba. But it sounds like even that's the Gemara Baba, if they could have said both, then we would be fine. And that would be a sensible Nigo. Yeah, if they could have had the power to either do Tanina or Mazir, or Tanina Parua, Then I would understand told that they could make plot for the Kalua being in the Mizuri. Right? Of course, they can't aid themselves, can't get Mizuri, but oh, there's no time. That's a little bit strange, but they well, but the father could stumble. And somehow that filters them. But if they could have been calling both individually, I wouldn't need to come on to the father's ego. They would have an ego. If you could have said Kalua man, your father, or the good man, your father, then of course you could say Kalua being in the Mizuri. Does that make sense? What's all bunch of
ego?
How did
they see
Hebrew?
I thought
about
the
Hebrew
for you.
Oh! One second! Again.
Very good.
Good, but let's try to put it in a slightly different form. That's exactly what you said. We're saying that were it to be that we'd be Tanina Mizuya, then for sure we could be Tanina Parua Negro to Mizuya. Of course, this is it was great. Then those would get a little bit hot under the collar. But if you could be telling the truth, you could definitely tell Parua, make it with a very brown. That would make perfect sense. I, the Yasso, could have said Parua, and therefore instead I, the Yasso, could have said Mizuyas, therefore I, the Yasso, will say Parua. Says Rabbi Chanan Rasmu, what on earth are you talking about? What's the point of an ego? The point of an ego is, you see, I'm telling the truth. If I wanted to lie, I would say something else, right? So, if you go to the guy himself, and he says, oh, where is it? I say, oh, I get it back to him. Strange story. Parua. Well, I couldn't say Mazuya if you would believe me then, right? So why am I going out on a list to say Parua? Must be on my truth teller. Okay, that makes sense. That's finally the shocker. Why would I lie? If I'm lying, I would have said Mazuya. Why would I possibly lie to say Parua? Why would I possibly lie to say half of the honesty? See what the showmaker did, right? Why? Then I could sell it much easier. You weren't there. There was a flash flood. There was a storm. They had a heart attack. Whatever. Hefazardi is not. I'm telling you, I get it back to you. I'm going to look you straight and I get it back to you. I could have had much easier life. You said, Nana. I said, Hefazardi. Obviously, I'm telling the truth. I want to lie. My little shocker. Why I wanted to ask Hefazardi, I should have lied to Nana. Right? But it's only if you're actually making a statement. If the kid is doing Tamina, they could advance that. Well, maybe our fault, maybe it was lost. Well, maybe. But that doesn't show anything. They don't even claim to be telling the truth. They that comes along. They just point out possibilities. So, Tosu seems to be comfortable with the idea that if you could have been Tanina and Missouri, you also would have been telling them for a meeting with you. That's easy. Why is that easy? I could have said, maybe Mazur Ben Ram said, maybe Mazur doesn't show that kind of the truth. I don't claim to be telling the truth. I claim to be pointing out possible scenarios. That's what Rakhan said. He doesn't understand that step one person. He doesn't understand why is this logical. The Tosu seems to think if you could be telling A, then you could also be telling B, Migo, to A. Why?
There's no indication of true self. And the second thing we have to deal with, Mr. Rambam already brings with Mohammed, is his one desire, the Moish, that I have an ego from my father. My father has an ego, and therefore I have an ego. You know, I can't say both. That's also a strange sort of thing. But my father could have said both, therefore I could say both. So we're going to have to deal with that. But the first question is, how could it be that I could have said time to A, therefore my time to B is acceptable, even though I don't even claim to know the fact? That's so strange. You hear the kasha about time? You hear the kasha? You hear the kasha. So what's the parrot? So the parrot must be, the parrot must be something important. The parrot must be something amigo. But it is now time.
Provided
by the school. Now the school even provides something which while you're leaving, I will not provide you with, which is supposed to be open book. That definitely should be a goal. crush the goal over the course of the year, because by the end of the year, and it will happen to be present, that then you're comfortable learning the finished Rashi from the original. We're going to be distracted from all this. Thank you.